Hello, I'm Kyle.
I'm Ryan, and today I've decided to become a talking box.
And I'm Jason, the creator of the Army Showcase. And what happens when you take elements from an awesome game like War Machine and mix them together with elements from another awesome game like Monsterpocalypse? Find out today as we review Grind by Privateer Press on this episode of the Tabletop Battlefield. Welcome back to Season 4, Episode 4 of the Tabletop Battlefield, the official podcast of the Army Showcase over at www.tabletopbattlefield.com. And finally, our long-awaited, I hope awaited by somebody, review of Grind. Actually, one of our emailers wanted to actually review this game like a couple months ago.
You know, we finally got around to it.
And we got a little different because Ryan's joining us from the magic of the internet. Which they discovered about 15 minutes ago, it was magic. As we're getting this, show set up, I have a little USB wireless card on my computer I got sitting right here. And then, it just dropped the connection to the wireless network. So I'm like, oh crap. I go get a 100-foot Cat 5 cable to plug into, you know, to my router upstairs. And I get it all set up. I plug the cable into the computer. And you know what happens? The wireless card picks right back up. After 15 minutes of not responding, it's a bit messed up, but it's magic, and we're not going to mess with magic.
Well, that's what you get from my 10-year-old computer.
Yeah, it's
almost 10 years old.
It's almost 10 years old. It's
2001.
Almost 9. 9, 10. It's an old Pentium 4 computer, whatever. I'm going to start the clock, so I don't know how long we're going for. But anyway, let's talk about Grind. Grind is by Privateer Press. Of course, they make War Machine is their big game, and they've also got Monsterpocalypse, which is their collectible miniatures game.
Voltron, which is supposed to be coming out in the future shortly.
Yep, that's set for this summer. It's, you know, Monsterpocalypse kind of standalone game, I believe. What this, I guess, it is, it's called Full Metal Death Sport. It's pretty much supposed to be a combat sports game where each player controls a team of of five different Steam Jacks. Which are pretty much, for all intents and purposes, warjacks without really super violent weapons on them. More utilitarian kind of useful tools. And in the middle, you've got a giant spike ball called the Grinder, which we could probably spend the rest of this episode making sort of dirty jokes about this game, but we'll try not to. And the object is then push the grinder or hit the grinder into the opponent's goal pit, which is a giant hole in the ground and drops it down into a giant flaming pit of lava, which that is true. There's no way we keep a composure at this point.
And we've gone downhill.
And turn format is pretty much...
You have to avoid this whole thing. I went overboard,
yeah, I know. And the whole thing, it's a you-go-I-go thing where obviously...
So would you consider this to be like a violent soccer game?
Yeah, it's not really violent. It's supposed to be. It's damage, destroy, we'll talk about...
Well, I mean weapons.
Yeah, there's weapons involved.
I don't even consider it too violent. Compared to Blood Blow, this is like babies dancing.
It really is.
Well, we can go into further why that is, though.
Yeah.
But game format goes like this. It's basically a you go, I go kind of a thing where I move all my war jacks and push the ball around, shoot for the goal, whatever. And then the opponent does the same thing. And you just go back and forth. It's for five turns in each half. So there's two halves to a game. And as the game goes along, you get more power dice. So basically you get more powerful attacks and better chances of scoring as the game goes on. Its movement's pretty simple. It's a grid-based board. You know, so many movement points. They move from square to square. Combat is similar to Monsterpocalypse because you basically got the Monsterpocalypse dice, if you're familiar with those. And you got to roll a certain number of strikes to hit the opponent. And when you hit them,
each weapon has a different amount of dice you can roll and boost dice.
Just like Monsterpocalypse, you don't have to roll all the dice if you don't want to. If you want to save some for later, you can do that as well. But the thing is, when you hit an opponent, you don't really damage them. You actually just push them back. So you kind of shove them away or pull the opponent to them. The idea is basically you get the opponent out of the way when you hit them. You do the same thing for pushing the grinder. You can either pick it up and kind of walk with it, or you can attack it like an enemy and just send it flying down the field. That's a basic overview of the game. So I guess if you never watched a review show before, how we do it here, it breaks down pretty much into three sections. First up, we call the vitals. We're going to do this a little bit differently this time. But the idea is we comment very briefly on the very common things for every game, In this case, figure quality, dice quality, stuff like that.
Generics.
Generics, yes. Then we move into what we call the core topics. For each topic, we spend up to 2 minutes discussing it in length, and these are things, there's a few common ones that are more in-depth in terms of every game, but also then we pick some of the key points and things that make this game different and discuss those, whether they're good or bad. And before each, you know, before we do the discussion, we said that we like each topic, or we don't, and we keep a score on the back over here on our scoreboard.
The almighty scoreboard.
And then we finally get to the last area, which we call the rants and raves section. It allows us maybe 5 minutes to go around the circle here and just kind of touch up on small little things that aren't really necessary for a long discussion.
Will 5 minutes be enough today, though?
I don't know. We'll find out. But, you know, there's really they're really short little things like that, you know, that don't need a full discussion but are something to point out and things we like or things we hate and things we just want to punch Piper here in the face for.
It's going to be a lot of punching today, I think.
I'm probably alluding to the future a lot. So shall we go into our vital topics? And here's what we're going to do differently. Each one of us is going to get 1 minute 30 seconds to go through the four topics. So therefore, one person can't dominate their whole discussion. So let's see. Since Ryan can't roll any dice, we will roll some... Screw it, let's go first. It's easy that way.
Hey, what happened to...
Okay, all right, fine.
You know, actual games here.
All right,
we only need two dice.
That's right. Well, let's go. Roll your dice.
I got two.
Three.
Strikes.
I got three strikes. Ryan, you got one. So,
I got two.
Okay, so myself, I'll go first. Kyle will go second. Ryan, you're going to go third. The four topics we're going to talk about is figure quality, token slash board quality, dice quality, rulebook quality, and game value. So let's actually
Wouldn't
go to
that
two
be
minutes.
Five?
Five topics. Yes, five topics. So you got that?
Because one plus one plus one plus one
yeah,
equals
okay.
five.
Fine. Five topics. Sorry, I added one at the end here, and anyway. So, we'll give each of us up to 2 minutes to talk, because we got five topics then. Figure quality, I'm going first. For me, the figure quality, the figures, they look pretty good. The problem is, they were kind of a pain to assemble. The pegs and the feet don't go quite right. They're kind of tricky to get, like I said, to get the legs on. And how the weapon customization system works, where you pop the arms on and off, frankly, it's kind of difficult with some of the figures to actually get the arm off without either A, hurting yourself, or hurting the model. So overall figure quality for me, haterade. You're keeping that. I just want my next topic right here. Token slash board quality. For me, you know, I guess the board looks nice. It's clean and it's functional. The problem we run into is it doesn't lay flat. Which, yeah. But you know what? I'll be nice. I'm gonna say so sweet for that because it does look pretty good. It doesn't lay flat, but it's not a huge thing. Dice quality, Monster Apocalypse dice, they're small. They're exactly Monster Apocalypse dice kit. So they're small, they're light, no good. Haterade. Rulebook quality, they did a really nice job with the rulebook because they basically laid things out step by step by step. And it says, you know, when you do this action, you're going to do this, then you do this, then you do that. It's really clean, really simple. There's not a lot of rules, and they do a pretty good job of explaining the stuff. There's only one or two kind of shaky sections, but once you've played them through, not a big deal. I'm gonna go so sweet on that. Game value. For $70 you get 10 figures, a board, 3 other plastic things, some dice, and some tokens. No fracking way. Okay, that was my little discussion. You wanna go ahead and run through yours, Kyle? 2 minutes?
Will 2 minutes be enough?
I don't know, go ahead.
We should start off with the figure quality.
Same order.
Yep, as Jason alluded to, the figures were just awful. I mean, I tried to pop in a... How many times did I try to pop in a weapon?
Several, and you just
couldn't. It just couldn't play them in. They're just awful. I mean, the designs are good. You know, they allude to the natural, you know, War Machine, you know, looks of Commodore and Signar, but other than that, you know, it's completely different. And just...
Move along, token slash board quality.
Thank you.
Sorry, I'm watching the clock, so I'm keeping go.
Yeah, you're a token.
Go.
Board quality, I would give it so sweet. It definitely is simple and it does its job keeping everything in order. Dice quality, well, Monster Apocalypse dice, what else needs to be said?
And the haterade goes
there. And rulebook quality. Well, I really didn't read the rule book.
Skip that one then. Yeah, I explained the rules to you. Just skip that
one. Exactly. We'll just go with Jason on that. And finally, was overall
game value.
Game value.
For $70. Is...
For $70? I couldn't believe it when you told me. I was like, I saw it on eBay for $40, and you were telling me you paid actual $70 for this.
I prefer to support local game stores. Even the game... Yeah, anyway.
Even the game that's as bad as this one?
Yeah, well, anyway. It's out of the bag. We tried. We tried. It's out of the bag. Okay, well... That's it for Kyle. Let's go. Ryan, you got the order?
No, I don't.
Okay, well.
Okay.
What's he doing?
That's okay. I'm writing down as you guys were
okay,
talking.
Like a,
I was trying to find a pen and paper the whole time.
Okay, here we go. I'll read off the topics too as we go. So ready, set,
yep.
Go. Figure quality is up first.
Okay, well, figure quality, like you guys said, arms really hard to get connected with those figures. And the figures are also very vague when it comes to, like, there being only two different colors. I like the fact that they have, and we'll probably talk about this a little bit later, how four people can play. So, obviously, they have other figures that can play in this.
Do they?
But they're pretty bland beside the details of design.
I don't think they do, actually.
Really
like
don't?
It looks like they just had a two separate... Sets? Yeah, if you bought a second set, you'd be able to do
okay, that. Anyway, Ryan...
Oh, that stinks.
Figure quality, good, bad.
A haterade. Put up.
Okay, go with token / board quality.
Okay, the board quality, I like the artwork on it, but the fact is they couldn't keep it level. It's a haterade for me.
Okay, what about dice quality?
I hate dice, Jason. Put it on haterade. Besides the fact that it's just like when I saw this, I'm like, why did they steal from Monster Apocalypse, you know, with those dice? I mean,
they reproduced them from
Monster
Apocalypse.
Yeah, it's obviously a cost-saving feature.
I know, but I'm sorry, that makes me feel really, like, bad to where it's like, okay, you can't even come up with a dice for your own game, you know, some different type of dice for your game. And to where they were so enthusiastic, and we'll just go right into the rule book, to where it almost seemed like in the rule book, they were overly enthusiastic about this game, which kind of weakened everything. So I'd say for the rulebook, give me a haterade as well. Is there anything else, Jason?
Yeah, the game value, $70.
And yeah, that's way overpriced. I don't even know if I would pay like $30, $40 for this game.
Wow. All right, well, there we go. We are now, yeah, that's...
To begin with, we'll should do a quick update after the first section of topics.
11-3 in favor of haterade. Ouch. Okay, let's move to core topics.
Okay.
So each of these things we're going to talk about for 2 minutes, kind of go back and forth, discuss them a little bit. We're going to start with something kind of an odd topic. And the reason I'm going to do this is not something that's common to every game, but it's something that affects our overall review of the entire game itself. You know, discussing everything revolves around really this one concept.
Explains a lot of reasoning behind.
Yes. And it's really very likely that you're going to be able to score at every single turn. At least basically, you're going to be able to make a shot on goal every single turn.
If it was other than this game, I'd say absolutely the greatest thing ever, but no.
So for me, definitely a haterade. Kyle?
That's a haterade.
Ryan?
Yeah, it's a hater.
So let's start 2 minutes. And here's basically what I mean by this. If you think about what I call the syntax of a game, per se, in any given board game, miniature game, you usually got objectives you got to complete, and you got your moves that, you know, how you go about completing those objectives. Now, even though in most games you could end up completing whatever your objective is in one turn, there's usually several turns of setting up to get in that position. You know, you go back and forth moving guys around. So you've got a situation where, say, I'm moving my guys, Kyle's countering my moves, and I have to either respond to Kyle by countering his, or, you know, keep focusing on the objective, and all those things combined will eventually end up where either A, I complete my objective and win the game, or A, you know, I fail and, you know, I don't. The problem is with this game where you basically can have a reasonable shot of shooting, reasonable shot of shooting each turn and have a decent shot of scoring if knowing what you're doing, it completely eliminates the whole player versus player tactics. There's no moves and counter moves. It's basically...
Brick up and hope they don't score.
That's really what it is. You set your guys up, and I go down. If I score, awesome, we do the same thing. I set up my defensive stance, and then it repeats itself with the other player. There's no really, like I said, no counter-moving tactics. It's all just, you get focused, go for it. If you screw up, you better hope you can use one of your plays to get back, or you're really in a lot of trouble.
Yep.
Anything else you want to comment on?
So it's pretty much a luck draw if you don't score. It's pretty much you be the other player's lucky that you don't score.
Yeah, because I mean, you pretty much can't, aside from your initial placement of your figures, you can't stop me.
Exactly.
That's really what it comes down to. You basically got to hope I screw up. And
it's kind of like an overpriced WizKids game based on the luck of the dice roll, pretty much.
I knew that was going to come out at some point.
But nobody expected that it would come from Ryan and not me.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so anyway, that's a big overarching kind of idea of this game. You'll see that comes back and reflects, honestly, poorly
pretty much
in a lot of
other
areas. Yeah.
It goes pretty much into everything else.
So let's talk about the overall flow of the gameplay, how simple the rules are, how smooth things go. What do you guys say? I started first. Kyle, like it or hate it?
The flow of gameplay?
Yeah. In terms of, you know, rule simplicity and how well things play out. Not so much, you know, like how smooth things go.
I think it flows really well, actually.
Ryan?
It does flow well.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you there. But, I mean, this game rulebook is short. It's like maybe 10 pages of actual rules, and like I said, it's really clear. Everything's really simple. It's built a little bit on Monsterpocalypse, a little bit on War Machine, and it just really works pretty well.
I mean, you know exactly what you need to do, mm-hmm. What you're allowed to do, and it doesn't take very much time to do it. So when you actually move your guy and do whatever action you need to do, it gets resolved pretty quickly.
There's a little bit of math involved when you do the whole momentum thing. When you hit the ball, you basically can either go for a long shot that's easy to stop or a short stop that's going to mow people down kind of thing. So there's maybe a little bit of math there, but that's just basic subtraction. There's really nothing. The power combos aren't as severe as they are in, say, like either War Machine or Monsterpocalypse or 40K or anything like that. There isn't so much arguing over the rules back and forth how these things interact, because, you know, it's a lot of more independent events and lots of, you know, linking stuff.
Not much for line of sight issues here.
Yeah, line of sight's, even though I think they wrote line of sight backwards in the rule book, but they applied De Morgan's theorem to it, which probably computer science people enjoy that one.
Which most people don't know what that
is. Most people don't know what that is. That's a computer science joke. Yeah, but it flows pretty smoothly. So, any comments, Ryan?
Nope, flow smooth.
Awesome.
Wow, Ryan's a loss of words.
All right, let's move on to the next topic here. We're going on to number 3. How about movement, rules, and tactics? Ryan, you start first. Like it or hate it?
I hate it.
You hate it?
I hate it.
I'm going to say, you know, I actually do kind of like it. I mean, it is the bulk of the game for me. Kyle?
While I like the movement rules, I'll have to say that just the tactics are it just really ruins it for me.
And if the tactics are the bulk of the game, yeah, there's not much bulk there, I'm sorry.
Well, okay, here's why I kind of like the whole, how the movement tactics work. Because like I said, that is the entire game. You want to get your guys from starting position, however it is, and move them to the right spot to A, dismantle your opponents, push them back, possibly screw over the goalie is the ideal thing, and also be in the right spot when you hit the ball up there to get a nice shot on the goal.
Well, I'd have to argue, but once you figure out certain things, which is very simplistic in this game, there is no more tactics.
Yeah.
There really isn't.
I mean, there's only one set of tactics.
Fair enough. You are right, because I guess once you figure out, you know, there's certain sets of moves you want to do, you know, I guess.
Exactly.
And it kind of just comes down to that.
It's repetitive.
And, yeah. All right.
So once after you figure it out, what's the point of playing it, you know? Like, okay, it's basically the luck of the dice roll.
That's how we felt after we figured it out.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to do the unprecedented move, and I'm going to go from so sweet to haterade.
We changed him. We changed the
But I mean, that's a valid, wow. That's a valid point, because you're right. Once you've kind of, there's only, you know, you're going to expect to, say, move up and grapple hook your guys out of the way or shock your goalie and, you know, get a diagonal shot on the goal, go in there, or you set up your brick formation, which just can't get through.
Well, you can, actually. And
you can, but
we actually figured out how you would set it up, actually. But, I mean, but you still can score even when the guys are in brick formation. And those are really the only two options. And the video feed just cut for a second.
All right, let's move on to the next topic. Combat rules and tactics. My turn to start. I'm honestly a little bit on the fence with this one, but, you know, I'm going to say, I don't know, I'll be nice. I'll say I was kind of, I'm really on the fence, but I mean, this is just a bash fest, so I'm going to say cool, good, it'll work. Kyle?
I will have to say only because I think it's kind of the different types of weapons that are allowed. I will have to say so sweet for more, just based on the number of weapons.
Right?
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you guys. I mean, that's the one thing that interested me most about this game was the fact that you could use different armaments and different ways to attack your opponent and get that ball on, you know, the other end of the field. So yeah, that was a good part about the game.
So I guess I explained a little bit how the combat tactics work. Like I said, every weapon has so many dice you roll, so many of the white, what do they call them? Normal dice, blue boost dice. My brain just crapped. Action dice. And you know, you roll the dice and pretty much every target has an armor value. If you exceed that armor value by the number of strikes you exceed it by, you're gonna push your opponent back that many spaces. That's normal. There's some other special things, like the grappling hook pulls you towards them.
Shocking.
Shocking does things. So that's how it works. The reason I was kind of on the fence, I mean, the system works. The thing is, there's two things, the downside to it. If you miss a shot, you're gonna find yourself really screwed over in a hurry, and it's gonna be a very miserable, miserable setup. Cause you're gonna have to either then just dump the ball down the end of the field, or you're just gonna basically get mowed down and run over the next time.
So pretty much, you can it's either you score during the game, or you get hurt yourself.
Yeah, so I mean, that's one of the things I didn't like.
It seems to be the focus of this game.
Yeah, and two, it's Full Metal Battle Sport, but nothing gets destroyed.
No, that's what upset me the most, too.
Most disappointing thing about
There's no injuries. I mean, you knock people down, and you can kind of rattle them, which makes them one turn not as good of a unit. But nothing like Blood Bowl, where you can snap people's backs in half, break their necks, throw them into the crowd, and have the crowd beat the heck out of them. Nothing like that. That's why I was a little bit on the fence.
Well, I mean, what they could have done would have been maybe at the beginning, you know, once someone scores a goal, then you guys can get repaired or something.
Yeah.
Something like that, where, you know, maybe, if, like, grappling hook wouldn't do any damage, but you knock someone's arm off or something.
Yeah.
And
the game has removable arms. Why can't you knock arms off? There you go. Good point.
Yeah, it'd be really cool if they had, like, rocket launchers or something cool like that.
Boom.
But the cannons don't do anything. They're like giant Nerf balls that push you back. That's all it is. It's a ball that just knocks you off your balance and pushes you back. It doesn't explode.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's fine.
All right.
So I just know there's other things I could have referred to.
Oh, yeah. There's always other things you could refer to. Let's go on to weapon customization. Kyle, like it or hate it?
This was the best thing about the game.
Ryan?
Like it.
I'm going to agree with you guys. Yeah, I like it too. What we're talking about is pretty much the only customization of the game in terms of building your army, because you have the same number of warjacks either side.
Well, if you want, is the whole thing just weapon customization, or is it just army in general?
Weapon customization, specifically.
Okay, but because is there another topic for army customization?
That's coming down a little bit later, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I mean, each warjack has, surprise, two arms, actually called steam jacks. But then you can attach, you know, different arms. You have grappling hook launchers. You have cannons. You have super fists. You have magnetic things, a little shocker, cattle prod, a giant wrecking ball. I mean, the whole idea is you give your guys different arms and they give them different weapons, different actions, different special abilities because of that. And it's cool because, you know, granted the figures don't, the arms don't go on very well, but it gives each character a little bit unique flavor in how they play and what position they're going to have in the game and what you're going to do with them. My only concern would be that eventually you're going to find there's only so many that are really good. Like the grappling hook launchers, you would kind of be amazing. Stupid. They're amazing. I don't know why you wouldn't take them. The super goalie, or the, you know, who can get great at stopping things. I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't take one of those. But then you can kind of experiment a little bit with some of the other weapons. The shocker's fun, too, for messing the goalie up.
Yeah, it can be fun, the shocker. But that's really about it, though. I mean, open fists are nice, but nothing special.
The other ones allow you to move the grinder, pick the grinder up, so there's some use to them. I mean, there are power attacks, too. You can throw people. I don't know why you really ever need to. But you can do it.
Yeah, because you can't kill them. I mean,
yeah.
The sad thing about all these weapon systems is there's nothing that where you can brutally maim or kill somebody.
No, there isn't.
Which lessens the appeal a lot.
That's kind of an unfortunate side effect of it. It'd be kind of cool if you could, like, throw somebody, like, maybe into the lava or throw them out of the arena.
Do something with, but, you know,
maybe take them.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Even if it's taking them out for one round, you know, it'd mess the person up, but I don't know. Let's move on to team coordination and planning. Yeah, so Ryan, what do you think? Do you like how it's very, really know how to use your team, pretty much.
You've
got to work together to score. Do you like that or hate it?
I like it.
For me, yeah, I'll say this is the other big kind of tactics area of the game.
Yeah.
Well, I like that, but the...
But it's easy to figure out.
Tactics at all.
We're getting, that's another separate topic.
Okay. Alright, so I guess I have to go full speed on that then.
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely something you see in the other Privateer Press games, like War Machine and such, where it's all about a synergized force that works well together. And same thing here, give them the right weapons, you know how to use them, give them the right spots, know who you're gonna, really, you know, destroy with what weapons, and score the goal.
Kind of like what just happened, when we played War Machine last night.
Yeah, but anyway, don't worry about that game. Anything to say about that? I mean, it's not, honestly, it's not a very long topic.
No, it really isn't.
Wow. That was our most exciting topic yet.
Well, at least some of these will go on for a while. I think we've got three more that are just gonna go south in a hurry. Alright. No, screw that topic. That's pretty boring. Let's move on to identical stats. Both teams have identical stats.
I'm up
first. This is lame.
Yes,
Haterade
it is.
There, Kyle.
Haterade.
Kyle, Haterade is so sweet.
Why do you even ask? I mean, it's like, why do you even bother to get up in the morning to ask that question?
It explains itself. Each team is identical. Granted, one team looks like Signar, and one team looks like,
Condor,
but they're not either one of them. It's just, oh, really? I mean, there's nothing special about the guys, and that just kills a whole bunch of tactics. It's really a big kick in the crotch.
And they all get the same weapons.
Yeah, same weapons too. That's not even different. So,
go ahead, Jason.
What were you gonna say?
When I first looked at the rule book, I mean, the first thing about this game that disturbed me was looking at the dice. And then the second thing was looking at the stats and seeing that they were the same, and I'm just like, well, what fun is that if you have the same stats, you know? So.
Yeah, I mean, it comes down to...
It was disturbing.
And on top of that, you know, the fact is, it would be cool if they actually, say, the starter set was Signar and Kador, and then they had expansion armies that were, you know, Krix, Menoth, and the Retribution.
Yeah.
And maybe even have kind of have, like, the Hordes guys with their, war beasts and things.
They have different unique weapons that can, you know, do different amounts of push, you know.
Only Signar should have the Scrambler, because it's lightning, electricity, you know, or
you
have a flamethrower. Yeah. But, I mean, I'm going to compare this game to Blood Bowl, where the fact that every team in Blood Bowl plays differently, when I face off a different team, you know, I'm going to use different tactics accordingly.
Yeah.
Granted,
but
you can't
compare this game to Blood Bowl.
No, you really can't.
Blood Bowl will kick its butt.
Even I think Blood Bowl is better than this, and, you know, I didn't have as much of a favorable rating as you guys did.
No, but it's really just weak, and I think it's kind of lazy on Privateer Press's side. The fact that they have just... They didn't bother to try to balance that or, you know, tie in more.
It really is. It's an insult to our intelligence. Come on. I know we're not that intelligent, but please.
Yeah. Oh, well. Let's see. The next one. How about the complete lack of campaign/league play? Kyle, like it or hate it?
Well, at this point, I'd say I have to like it because this game's so awful.
There's no point to be nice at this point. It's only going to go south in the area.
But actually, I hate it.
Yeah. Ryan?
Let me think about this. Okay, I hate it.
Put another one up there for me.
Should we just put the rest of them as haterades on here?
Probably, but, see, what we're talking about, obviously, is it's a standalone board game where there's no way to link two games together in the rule book. I mean, granted, there's no reason you can't throw something together, have, you know, do your own thing, but it's not in the rule book like it is with Blood Bowl.
There is that new, however, the new four player, which is, but shows up on the Privateer Press website, which has a printable map, which you can print out. But I think you need two of the sets, though, if I remember correctly.
But even then, it's still like four players.
And you use the same figures. It's not like the same campaign.
You know, it's not like
that's just an, that adds insult to injury. I'm not even gonna look at that now. Why?
I mean, Blood Bowl, the whole campaign leaks is in the Blood Bowl. It's one of the strongest points of it. Your guys got strong between games. You cared about them. Yeah, or they got hurt. It's like, oh no, Axe Teely got hurt. Ah! You actually cared. I could give a crap about any of these guys because you have no attachment to them. They just
kill one of your guys.
Oh yeah, I'm sure one. Oh, I'm sure it happens. But see, that's what makes it fun. You know, I care if a guy gets hurt. Here, I just don't care.
Because they can't get hurt.
I have no incentive to go ahead and, you know, play good this game because it's not going to benefit me later. It's like, okay, I'm getting, you know, whatever.
Same tactics every game.
Yeah, same tactics, same, it's just, I don't know.
And I suppose if you want to have a simple game and just want to do something very, like, simply and not have to think about much, then go ahead and get this game, but why? You know?
Here's a free tip. Blood Bowl can be a simple game as well.
True.
Much better game value.
Yes, much better game value. Mm-hmm. So, should we move on to our last topic?
What's our last topic?
Lack of defense, it's all about controlling your opponents. And
pretty much.
And is it my turn to start? I don't remember.
Doesn't even matter.
No, it doesn't matter.
But why would you have a defense against something that nobody's destroying anybody?
Well, there's no defense in terms of, I can't stop Kyle from scoring a goal, really.
Oh, yeah, true. Okay, yeah. And that's frustrating.
Haterade?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, haterades. The failed train continues. Okay. That's what we're talking about. Like, you know, this goes back to ties in the first topic where it's so easy to score in one turn. I can't stop the person trying to score. There's no counter movement to it. So if I better hope I set my stuff up and hope he rolls crappy. In all honesty, there is no reason for me to sit at the game board during my opponent's turn except to make sure he doesn't cheat with rolling the dice. There's no incentive, because I'll come back either he scored or probably my goalie will stop it and we'll proceed to the next round. Or if he shocked my goalie, I'm just, you know, it's lame. It really is just kind of stupid. There's no counter movement going on.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they have these whole play things, but there's no way intercept what the opponent's doing and try to make them alter what they're gonna do. They see the layout. It's like, okay, I got a mathematical plan, good probability, let's execute it.
Yep.
What do you guys say?
I mean, you couldn't have said it any better. I mean, I pretty much feel that
it makes for very boring gameplay.
Yeah.
It really did.
It really does.
The only reason it was fun at all in the beginning is because we had no idea how it played.
Yeah, the first game, we didn't know, you know, we didn't really know all the tactics like that, and it was actually kind of fun because you were playing it more
like ooh, this is cool, this is fun, this
and then
is
then
once I figured it out,
Because one of the first times, I left my entire side open, it's a really stupid move, and Kyle just ran right down the field and scored, and it's like, oh, wait a minute, let's just try, then you tweak things a little bit and realize, okay, I gotta move one guy out of the way, I got the same thing.
And then we figured out you can actually push the ball forward.
Yeah,
and
then we found that rule. It's just... the first game was probably the most fun, because we didn't know the rule, we didn't really know all the rules yet, it was the first time playing the darn thing.
So basically, it's like you get a high from the first like hour of using it, and then afterward, it's like, why did I spend $70 on this thing?
Yeah, pretty much. But okay, you guys want to do some rants and ravens for a while?
I think we really ranted pretty well.
I got a few more small things I can talk about. Okay. So I'll start first. We'll go through 4 minutes, and then we'll do our final reviews. So for me, first thing, haterade on the board. There's no point for having the game divided into two halves. You've really got two mini games going on here. And the reality is, if you got owned in the first half, you're going to get owned in the second half. It's going to be miserable. Why keep playing?
Yep.
Kyle, anything?
True.
Yeah, really, there isn't
any. True. That's why I didn't want to play the second half, because I knew what was going to happen.
Did I say that too? I'm like, why are you guys playing even?
Yeah.
Yeah, half? I mean, because... there's no point to playing the second half. If you're losing, down 2-3 goals in the first half, it's going to be the same thing in the second half. Screw it. Start over. All right. A different topic?
I put it up there. Actually, I will have something that's actually kind of cool. All
right.
I like the gutter.
Okay. Around the edge where you can push the ball around. Basically, think of like a gutter in a bowling alley. That's how it works.
I think that's actually kind of cool. I mean, it's a neat little thing that you don't normally see. I mean, obviously it really doesn't do anything different to the gameplay because the gameplay is awful, but I mean...
It adds a little bit to the attack.
It gives you another option.
Okay. Ryan, anything you want to say?
Give me a second.
I'll go next. How about the figures are not compatible with War Machine? They're the same scale in terms of, so they're about the same size, but there's no real War Machine weapons. And, also then there's the light war jacks are mounted on big bases, so they really can't even legally be used as like a proxy in an actual War Machine battle because the base is on the right side. They can be used as proxies, but they're not. I'd rather see them having actual warjack weapons.
Yeah.
Then you could use these in warjacks and you can justify a $70 cost more. Yeah. Haterade on the board.
Alright. I got Haterade.
Alright.
The worthlessness of the pillars. The pillars don't do anything. They're supposed to block you from scoring on the, one turn. And they don't.
You want
to
hear my theory about the pillars?
What's that?
They were not there initially, and they realized, oh crap, we just launched the ball straight down, mow the goalie down, and score. We gotta have something there to stop it. They're basically a patch to fix it, was probably an obvious flaw in the early design of the game. That's my opinion.
Probably.
Wouldn't shock me.
Okay, right. I do have something that actually I like.
Alright.
Believe it or not. Just the way that, the dice are used in the game, and especially the power dice and stuff, and the way that halves are made, I kind of like how they had that going. Because what I think is what happened with this game starting out, I think they started out with a good idea. The problem is they didn't close on it very well. It seemed like with this game.
It seems to be a little cost cutting, a little kind of whatever.
Yeah. I think so. I think they had a good idea and just like, okay, this is how it's going to be, but they didn't finish up on it, which. It kind of sucks.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it seems balanced per se. So
score
but,
every time.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe if people like this style. I don't know why, but apparently they might have.
Well,
yeah. Like
unfortunately, we don't.
I want to go one more topic here. Grind them in the ground a little bit more. Since this is not compatible with War Machine, I wish War Machine figures were compatible with this. I would have much rather seen them. Write rules for even some of the core warjacks in each of the factions, so I can bring my Defender out here, or my Ironclad, and use them in the game instead of, their generic things. The generic things wouldn't be bad, but if I could also bring those guys in, that'd be doubly awesome. Because then you also get the real, actual factions in here that we care about. I don't care about Blue Fury or whatever that crap they're calling. What is it? Red Steel?
I don't know.
I think it's Red Steel and Blue... Iron Storm and Red Fury or something like that. Steel Fury. Sorry. Whatever. Alright, final review time. Do you put another Haterade up there?
Yes, I can put another Haterade.
Unless you guys got one or more topic each, we could...
No, I think...
No, not really.
Alright, let's do a final score count here. Count the Haterades, Cal.
40.
We got 16 So Sweets over here.
30.
30-16. That's a bit of a... that's a...
Ouch.
Alright, let's roll for final reviews. I rolled 2. Ryan rolled 2 by proxy.
I rolled 5.
5. Kyle's going first.
Unless you rolled 7.
Okay, I'm going second. Okay, here we go. Kyle, give your final reviews of the game. Just give you about 1 minute to say any last comments, and we'll go from there.
This was gotta be the worst game ever ruined since MechWarrior Dark Age.
Oh. That is painful.
It has one of the greatest bases of all games, and same thing with MechWarrior, and they just said, I'm going to take a big dump. And everyone will love it because it's War Machine.
So I think he won't be playing in their extreme grind league coming up in March, or whenever it's coming out.
What? They're actually having a league?
You know, it's like a tournament, you know, for local stores.
Oh, Lord.
Wow, no.
Any other comments?
I think that pretty much sums it up pretty
well.
Yeah,
it pretty does. Okay. I'll go mine next. I won't be as angry as hateful. I'll just say it's not fun. It's not worth the money. I want my money back, and I probably do kind of want the time I spent playing it back. I wish I could get my money back. I mean, it'll be funny to, you know, sign the game. Like, take a Sharpie marker, right? This game is awful. TabletopBattlefield.com. Have all of us sign it and sell it on eBay, see if we get like $40 or something for it.
That would be awesome. Let's do that.
Honestly,
that's not what you're normally going for.
Here's the deal. $70, either go out and buy yourself a War Machine Battle Box or buy yourself a Monster Apocalypse stuff. There are other Privateer Press games that are absolutely fantastic. Just don't skip this one. It's really, honestly, it's not fun. I don't like it that much.
It's not fun.
It isn't very fun to play. Ryan?
Okay, let's see if I can wrap this up. When I first saw Jason buying the box, and the box was in Jason's basement, and I was looking at it, my excitement level was, like, really high. And then I opened up the box, and I first saw the Monster Apocalypse dice. My excitement level went down a little bit. Then I was reading the rule book the day that I was playing this game, and they seemed overexcited in the rule book, and my excitement level went down even more. Then I actually played the game.
Keep talking. I'll read the line when you're done here.
Then I actually played the game, and my excitement level was to zero. I'm just like, okay, don't even have to go to the other half. My mind's made up. So overall, if you want to spend $70 on a crazy game like this, just for some figures, by all means, go ahead. But it's not worth my time or money.
So what is this line?
Here's the line that Ryan first read. I'll read and try to read in dramatic fashion.
Instead
of tips or numbers, Brian uses explosion symbols and blank faces. A blank face represents a miss. One explosion counts as a strike. Two explosion symbols count as two strikes, also known as a super strike. When you roll the dice, you add up the number of explosion symbols. For example, see the dice below add up to 3 strikes. There's probably a few more things in the rulebook like that. But that's
there is quite a bit.
All right, well, anyway, we're done here. We're done, so... Don't buy the game. Go find something else to
Please
play.
Don't buy
and
the
whatever.
Game.
But buy the game that we're selling on eBay because our signatures will be on it.
I don't know if we'll do that, but it's an idea. But anyway, let's see. That's about it. No, any last comments about anything?
We've already heard how much I'm going to say.
Yeah. All right. Well, questions or comments, send them over to jason@rockosoftware.com. And if you think we're dead wrong with this game, I'd like to know why, because frankly, I can't think of any reasons.
Yeah, your comments on this game, if you played it, please.
Of course.
I mean, prove us wrong, please. I mean.
Also, follow me on Twitter over at twitter.com/TT_battlefield and hear me talk about various analogies like how a bunch of Tau Fire Wars in close combat is like a bunch of drunk people with plastic bats. And other random, pointless crap like that. Ryan?
Yeah, RMAMAN4 on Twitter, and just hear me talk about how much I love my wife.
That's about all I said in the past two, three, four weeks.
I'll try to get better.
Twitter feed, but Kyle, now that you got the droid, aren't you going to get the Twitter going and all?
Not really. I don't see why you guys are so excited. I don't really think that random comments from me would be very exciting, because especially after a couple weeks. Because it really just turned into a boring comment. Yes, something about Simpsons, or something about my wife, or something about the Tau. Oh, that's nice.
That's what people want to hear, you know?
People need to get a life. Alright, I'll just say this. People need to get a life if they're finding your Twitters at all entertaining. Because they're not.
That's painful, Kyle, that's painful.
They're not entertaining. I look at them and I say, why did I even bother? I could have slept and I would have gotten more excitement.
Oh, that's harsh, Ryan. That's harsh.
Hey, well, if you don't want to become a celebrity, Kyle, it's up to you.
Pretty much no. Only idiots want to be celebrities.
All right, let's cut the topic. Kyle's bringing down. It's all the depressiveness from Brian is bringing the whole last segment down. Thanks a lot, Kyle.
What are you talking about? You're the one who started it up. Started me going here.
All right. Yeah, write it in. Let's sign off. Ryan, why don't you go first?
Yeah, I'm Ryan.
And I'm Kyle.
And I'm Jason. Thanks for watching. We'll see you again in about 2 weeks on the next episode of the Tabletop Battlefield.